With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Valley hotels are expecting to see a boost in visitors during this long weekend. Alex Hager has the details.
According to an Aspen Chamber report from the end of January, the city's hotels are booked to just below 90% capacity. That's higher than this past Christmas and comparable to the same time last year. Eliza Voss, the Chamber's marketing director, says they expect to see those numbers go up even more, partially because of good conditions on the mountain.
Particularly with new pass products in the market, people have the freedom to kind of make last-minute decisions on where they want to go based on where they see the snow.
Glenwood Springs also expects a busy weekend. The long weekend lines up with Valentine's Day, which, according to Director of Tourism Lisa Langer, brings in a steady stream of Front Range visitors looking for a romantic getaway. Langer says she talked to 9 Glenwood hotels, and just about every one was full on Friday and Saturday, with Sunday occupancy between 65 and 85%. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Garfield County and Colorado State University Extension have partnered up to build a new 12,000-square-foot Garfield County Education Center geared toward a variety of STEM-based trades. The Post-Independent reports an empty warehouse and rifle will be transformed into a shop and expo space with room for community classes. Garfield County is providing funding for the architectural planning for the building and budgeted about $400,000 for renovations, which are expected to begin in the spring. The rest of the money will come from grants and private funding. State lawmakers are advancing a bill to let more residents take their dogs to their favorite restaurants. Scott Franz has more.
The bill would give restaurant owners the option to allow dogs on outdoor patios. Supporters say it will boost business, but there would be rules, including a leash requirement. Democrat Jesse Danielson is worried about the mix of dogs and diners.
People are either allergic or they really just don't want to see dogs there, or they're terrified of them, which are not uncommon.
A Senate Business Committee approved the bill on Monday, but the vote wasn't unanimous. The bill now heads to the Senate floor for more debate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.